Frederick Douglass by Sylvia,
Aaliyah,
Colton,
Zach,
and Damien.
On a hot summer evening, Sophia, the wife of Frederick Douglass's master, is teaching young Frederick how to read the Bible.
Let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land.
Let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it comes to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them out of the land.
Very good, Frederick. I can't wait to tell my husband our progress. Now it's time for you to head to bed.
Okay, Sophia.
After Frederick was sent to bed, Sophia went to report to Frederick's master, her husband.
Husband, Frederick and I are making so much progress.
Progress on what?
Don't you remember? I'm teaching Frederick how to read.
You're teaching him what?
I'm teaching him how to read.
You know you can't do that.
Husband, I only meant well.
Reading will forever make him unfit to be a slave. A slave should know nothing but the will of his master, and he should learn to obey it.
This, along with several other unacceptable offenses, got Frederick sent to a slave breaker named Covey, in hopes of getting sorted back into line.
Today, you're chopping wood until I say so. Understood.
Yes, Master Covey.
The punishments for not following Master Covey's orders were severe. Whippings and beatings were regular. But despite how much pressure Frederick was under, he never broke and pushed onward. Eventually, Frederick had had enough. The next time Covey came at Frederick, he refused to back down.
The slave breaker had been broken.